From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. is seeking to downplay the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We do continue to believe that he continues to pursue both nuclear and ballistic missile technologies. We do not believe that he, at this point in time, has the capability to tip one of these with a nuclear warhead.
Korea Society senior policy analyst Stephen Norper said that statement reflects the current thinking of the Obama administration.
They're trying to do that to put some measure to the more extreme comments by Kim Jong-un in terms of preparations for a long-range ballistic missile test.
Monday, Mr. Trump, the president-elect, tweeted that a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies from such a threat.
This is a system, this is an effort that we've been very active on. Secretary Carter's been very active on for some time. And there are layers in terms of our ballistic missile defense. There are various aspects to it, and that comprehensive defensive system we feel very confident in.
Some analysts view the North Korean nuclear missile programs as the top national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The head of Gambia's Electoral Commission, Aliou Momar Ndjaye, has fled the country to Senegal, claiming threats to his security. Ndjaye declared longtime President Yahya Jammeh was defeated following the December 1st election to opposition leader Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted the results, but a week later denounced the ballot as flawed and has demanded a new election. This is VOA News.